It's all right. Jesus is my friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. Hallelujah. There's nothing like the lowly Jesus this morning. He is worthy. Praise him while you can. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Don't nobody know like you know what you've been going through and how you've been talking to God and how many times God have heard you on the cry. Somebody's calling on him even now. Isn't it a good thing that you can just call him even in the depths of your mind? Hallelujah, Jesus. We ought to take time out to serve the Lord, to worship him in spirit and in truth. We do give honor to the Lord, our Savior, this morning. We thank God again for you, you, and you too, all the ministers of the gospel. We thank God for their presence this morning. Thank God for how God continues to bless us despite ourselves. And we say to these men and women of God, to God be the glory. For it's not by any of our merits. We are not so special. We are just chosen for a job. And the good thing is knowing and having the understanding that you are called to be a servant of the Most High God. So we are thankful to God for all of the people of God that have come to share this morning. And as we come, we just glorifying God for this, a new day that is dawning. Hallelujah. If there ever was a time that the people of God ought to praise God, it's right now. Hallelujah. We find ourselves so many times doing more complaining than we do praise. But if we would just praise God and thank him for the things such as they are, then the Lord our God would give us everything that we need and even the desires of our hearts if we trust and believe. We thank God again this morning for Reverend Ramsey for standing on the throne on last week. And we thank God for his presence in the place. Have your Bibles this morning. We trust and pray not to hold you long. We excited about Jesus this morning. And just about another opportunity to declare his holy and righteous name. Again, the gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. I'll read verses 7 through 11. And brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. The multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Supporting scripture this morning coming from the 55th Psalms, verses 16 and 17. The Bible reads, As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. And a very, very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. The multitudes that went before and followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. On the basis of those verses, we'd like to propose a question to you this morning. Is there anybody here that wants to cry out to Jesus? Is there anybody here? Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody that want to cry out to Jesus? Fall fresh. on me. Even though you may have felt him last week, even though you may have felt the Spirit of God yesterday, because you do know that you don't have to be in here to feel the presence of God's Spirit. So if you felt it yesterday, yesterday has already come and gone. But what we are saying through the words of the song, the young lady said, Spirit, I need you to fall fresh on me today. Today is another day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well done, young people. Hallelujah, Jesus. Five-step, we got a lot to be thankful for this morning. We got a lot to give God praises for this morning, because we got some young folk that don't mind lifting up their name of Jesus in song, in dance, in testimony, just to allow the Lord to use them. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And here we sit. Hallelujah. All clothed within ourselves. Sometimes we fail to realize that it's just a blessing just to be still counted amongst the living. Hallelujah, Jesus. Fall fresh on me. Songwriter personalized it, because, you know, you can pray for everybody else, but you need some prayer yourself. You can see God's healing power all throughout the land, but whenever you are down on your bed of affliction, you need to know the healing hand of God for yourself. Anybody in here is a witness this morning that it's not so much you, but it's the God that is in you. It's not so much that you are so strong or you are so mighty, but you've learned how to trust in a higher power. And I found out that there's no power higher than the power of a mighty God. I don't know what you come to do this morning, but I come to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I asked you a question this morning. Is there anybody here that wants to cry out to Jesus? And I'm glad that I got some witnesses this morning, but I do want to let you know and serve you notice this morning that if you don't want to praise him, I'll call him for myself. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I found out that there's that power in the name of Jesus. If you need deliverance this morning, you can find it in the name of Jesus. If you need healing in your body this morning, how many of you know you can find it in the name of Jesus? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We ain't gonna be in here too long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Acting like my cousin this morning. He stay gone so long, he be so hungry when he get back. Hallelujah. There's something when it's in here and you miss it. I don't care what you're doing, where you are. You miss fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of y'all that I miss, I can't see this morning because they're not here. But that's all right. I just thank God for the ones I can see. Anybody glad that you can even see this morning? Because there's somebody that opened up their eyes this morning and can't see a thing.
Thank you, Lord.
Count your blessings. Name them one by one. And every time you name them, if you just stop just for a moment and say, thank you, Jesus. Got me up this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It don't take much. You can work your own self up. You don't need the preacher. You don't need the deacon. You don't need the choir. You don't need the organ. All you need to know is the name Jesus. And how many of you know that Jesus' name will move some things? Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is another day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me get a couple points in, then we'll get back up there. Hallelujah. another day that God has made. The Bible declares that we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord, not Cade, none of these preachers, none of them deacons, nobody in here, but the Lord has made. And then David said, we will rejoice. That means be happy. Anybody in here happy? Now, I know that we all got some problems. All of us got some situations or circumstance that may be a little nagging, and we might even have a little bit of stress, but anybody got any joy this morning? Have anybody heard that the joy of the Lord is your strength? So I found out that when I'm weak, God will make me strong. Hallelujah, Jesus. I come this morning tell you some good news. That God is still God. And we have come to share his love this morning. We come to exalt his name together. I heard a young man say last night that any and everything good about him, God did. Hallelujah. That moved me last night. Because it hit home, because I realized that everything the good that happened to me, God did. Hallelujah. Everything bad that I've been through, it was God that watched over me. It was God that kept me in the cuffs of his hand. It was God that was there in the midnight hour when nobody else cared whether I lived or whether I died. It was God that reached out and grabbed my wretched soul out of the dirt and said, it's time for you to look up to the hill. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I feel like preaching this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I found out that God is the best thing that have ever happened to any of us. And don't allow where you are right now to be the determining factor of your outcome. You see, you might be still waiting on some things. You may have laid some things at the altar and God hadn't come and delivered you just yet, but don't give up on God. There may be some situations in the home life that you've been praying and asking God, Lord, I need you to come in and I need you to draw us closer together. I need you to do whatever it might be. How many of you know that there's nothing too hard for the Lord? I believe, as a believer, I found out that in God's own time, he will come. As much as you might be in pain right now, as much as it hurts right now, do know that it's not going to stay that way always. Sometimes you got to learn how to bear your burdens. And then you got to remind yourself that God has made you a promise. I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. You see, the enemy wants you to think that when you're going through that you did stuff so bad that God is not hearing your humble cry. But I come to let you know that the enemy is a liar this morning. He is a deceiver, and he's trying to cloud your vision as to where you're trying to go. Now, the journey might not be that easy, but you got to listen to wise doctrine. You got to listen to wise counseling, where the Bible says, lean not unto your own understanding, but lean to the understanding of God. And if you do that, then he will lead and direct your path. Now, how many of you know that we kind of hard-headed? When God say go to the right, we sometimes sneak off to the left because we saw something cute over there on the left side. But every now and again, you got to realize that you got to follow what God say, not what your eyes see or what your mind say. How many of you know your mind will get you messed up? How many of you know that sometimes the thing that you see with your eyes is not what you necessarily see? How many of you know sometimes you see what you think you want to see? It's not always what you think it is. But I know somebody with an all-watchful eye that knows everything and sees everything. Man of God told us on last night that the God that we serve knows every hair that's on your head. And he the kind of God that will come back when everything has been robbed from you. He'll give you a double blessing. So those of you that are going through, go through. Just don't give up. See, our problem is that we give up.
when God said he never leave us nor will he forsake us. And in our lowest moments, the Bible says, cast all your cares upon him because he careth for you. So you got to keep on praying and keep on trusting that God can do anything that needs to be done. But the problem is sometimes is that we are too afraid or we are too proud to cry out. I don't want nobody to see me crying out to the Lord. And I'm not talking about crying tears. I'm talking about opening up that mouth of yours and talking about the goodness of a mighty God. I'm talking about when God has done something for you and you got a testimony because you stood the test. You see, that's what a testimony is that once you've gone through something and God bring you through, then you got a testimony. And when you got a testimony, somebody got to open up their mouth and cry out to the Lord and cry out to the people of God that it wasn't me, it wasn't the doctor, but it wasn't nobody but Jesus. Yes, sir. Made a way out of no way. Keeps on doing great things for me. Will you cry out? Some of us are too proud. But we know that there's going to come a time. Somebody said that in your season. No, we worry about seasons. Can't do nothing about it. But we worry about seasons. How many of you are glad that it's officially spring? Yeah. Old man winter done gone. But now, remember, in springtime, early in the spring, weather is very unpredictable. It might be sunshine of the day. And God, with all of his power and the wind that he got blowing through the mountains, can come and chill everything right back up. You get up early in the morning and you say, I thought it was springtime. Every now and again, you might even find yourself clicking the heat back on. Some of you done already cut it off. Be careful about moving too fast. You know, old folks say that's how you get sick. Because the sun pop out, that don't mean short sleeves and shorts. That's right. That mean wait a little while until the temperature get right. But we tend to want to do whatever we want to do. Now, one thing about this time of year, that when the trees start to bloom, you see daffodils popping up here and there, you know that spring is very close. Then you get excited about getting on the outside. You know how you've been like a bear all winter? Been hibernating in the house. It's too cold to go outside. And some of you got arthritis, so you don't like to be out there in the wind. And some of you just can't stand the cold. So when springtime comes, you're glad to get back out there and get in the yard and smell a little grass and all that good stuff. Find out that in the springtime that the days get longer, so you got a little more time to work with. Some of you like it and some of you don't. That's a story for another day. Spring is that time of year when you got to realize that it's time to take off all the overcoats. Take off all the dark colors and trade them in for pastels and slides. Anybody ready for springtime? You ought to be ready. It's been cold, but it could be a lot colder than it's been. Springtime is a time when you think about planting and cleaning up. Talk about spring cleaning. But we ought to learn how to do it. Instead of cleaning the house, we need to clean yourself up. You get clean, you will clean your house immediately. Some of you too lazy anyhow. Done waited all winter long and now you're trying to get rid of all the clutter. All that stuff that you drug in over the wintertime, now you got to throw it away. Wonder that you need it after all. A lot of time we just get what our eyes see. Don't need everything that we see. But we find ourselves doing whatever it is that we want to do. Springtime is a time of renewal. Time of rebirth. A time of regrowth. You know how it is, those of you that really know how to plant stuff. You plant those things that every year just keep on coming back. You ain't got to do nothing. All you got to do is just wait on spring. The heat get right and the ground temperature get right and those flowers going to pop right up. But when you're like me and you don't know what you're doing, you put them flowers down, let the sun kill them just as soon as it get hot. So you find yourself right back out there again doing the same old thing. Spring is that time we start thinking about Easter and all the events that led to the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Spring is about life and living, feeling better and getting things done. So as we get ready for the spring break and as we get ready for Easter, let us take our focus off the Easter bunny. Don't worry about the chocolate-covered bunnies. Don't worry about the Easter eggs. I don't care who having the Easter egg, huh? Jesus is not going to be an egg.
That's right. Yeah, that's right,
don't worry this morning about the pastels. Only color you ought to be thinking about is red. When I think about a red and Easter, I think about the blood. Anybody hear me this morning? Right there was a good time the saints ought to win up. You know anything about the blood of Jesus? Jesus didn't just die just to die. Anybody glad that he died for your wretchedness? Anybody glad that the blood of Jesus had cleansed you? Then when you hear anything about the blood and you connect yourself with that blood, you ought to have some joy in your mouth. There ought to be a testimony to come out, and you ought to be able to tell God thank you. But yet you look at me like I'm crazy. You got to learn, when you come to church to worship him. You come to digest this word of God. And I guarantee you, this word is not going to give you indigestion. It might convict you. It might make you feel bad. It might even make you mad. But if it makes you get up off the stool and do nothing, then I've done my job. Jesus, we reminisce about his last days as he walked upon the earth in the flesh. Now, as we look back in the Old Testament days when there were prophets, these prophets told of the things that were going to happen in the future. Now, lesson this morning, Zechariah in the 9th chapter, in the 9th verse says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon a donkey and upon a coat of a donkey." So we see that he didn't come in glander, but in meek and humble way with the spirit to serve. We look at our text many years later, we see that Zechariah's prophecy came to pass. See, you got to understand that God has the power to allow individuals to know some things that you might not know. God has the power to put into the spirit of a man or a woman the prophecy of some things that might come to pass at a later date. But now there are a lot of us that all we believe in is what we can see. But I believe that we got to learn how to trust the power of a mighty God. Now, when we look here, we realize that the man of God said that the king is going to come with all glory, and he's not going to come in glamour. He's not going to come as the king that you might would think, but he's going to come in meek and humble, riding on a donkey. Bible says that when this prophecy began to come true, we turn to Matthew's gospel, and it said that, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, as they got close to Bethpage about the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples." Now, it doesn't specify which disciples. It just said that he sent two, and he told them, "Go into the village over against you, and you'll find a donkey tied, and a colt will be right there with her. Loose them and bring them to me." Now, when you get there, if there's some there standing there, it's going to ask you a question. Why are you untying the animals? Just tell them that the Lord have need of them. Isn't it good to have that kind of power? That all you got to do is just send the word out, and people will be obedient to whatever you need. That's the kind of God that we serve this morning. The Bible said all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Zechariah in that day. when he said that the daughters of Zion, behold, the king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon a donkey, and the coat of the foal of a donkey. Disciples went and did just as Jesus told them to do. And I wonder this morning how many of us got a mindset to be obedient to what the Lord say do. See, the problem with a lot of us is that we ask too many questions. Problem with a lot of us is if it's not our way, we don't want to do it nobody's way. We got a problem with instruction. We got a problem with authority. We got a problem listening to what thus said the Lord our God. But I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that if you trust the power of a mighty God, that the Bible said that the prophecy had been fulfilled. The Bible said a very great multitude spread out the gums. In other words, they heard that Jesus was on the way. When they heard that the Lord was on the way, many of them went out to meet him. The Bible said there was even some that came from the city. They realized that this is that man that I heard that went to the grave. And he said, Lazarus, get thine up. And Lazarus got up out the grave. So you see, Jesus had a reputation for being a man that created miracles. He was a man that could do anything that needed to be done. So I want to know this morning, is there anybody trusting in the power of God? Don't you know when Jesus got ready to enter into Jerusalem, that the Bible said that there were those in the front of him. There were people in behind him. They were all around him. They were pressing their way to go on to Jerusalem. And the Bible said as they were pressing their way, many was crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Lord save us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody got a praise this morning? Anybody got a mind to tell God thank you? I stopped by to tell somebody that if you trust the power of a mighty God, you ought to have a Hosanna in your mouth. For when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done, I can visualize in my mind how the Lord came riding down on the coat, and the Bible declared that he had all power. All power was in his hand. The Bible declared that they laid down palm trees. They laid their clothes down. They began to give him the red carpet treatment. Anybody want to know about the red carpet? I want to let you know. It's not about who's going to take your picture. It's not about what you got on, but it's about who's walking on the carpet. I thank my God this morning that it was a man called Jesus. Anybody know Jesus? Anybody want to call out for Jesus? I want to know, is there anybody here? Is there anybody here? Is there anybody here that come to call on the name of the Lord? Is there anybody here that love God with all of your heart? Is there anybody here that got your mind made up? For God I'll live and for God I'll die. Anybody feel like David? David said, as for me, I will call upon the God and the Lord will save me. Evening, morning, noon, and night, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. I want to know this morning, if anybody got a problem that you need to call on Jesus, don't wait on your neighbor. Don't worry about mama. Don't worry about daddy. Don't worry about Reverend. But you better praise him. You better open up your mouth. You better praise him while you got a chance. I want to know this morning, if there anybody here that's tired of being tired, tired of sitting down on your blessings, tired of waiting on your deliverance to come. Well, you better open up your mouth. Can you say, yeah? Can you say, I love the Lord? I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Is there anybody here that want to call on Jesus? You ought to cry out. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Can you help me call Jesus? There's power in the name Jesus. Say, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, you can do better than that. I make more noise than that by myself. Can you help me call Jesus? Anybody need the Lord in your life? Anybody got a situation that you need the Lord to come in? Well, you ought to call him like you want him. Call him like you need him. Anybody going to help me this morning? Anybody going to help me? Call Jesus. Say Jesus. 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 What's wrong with you children? Get up on your feet. Get up. I'm going to teach you something. There's something called Jesus. When you call on the name of Jesus, things will happen. He'll help you remember what you got to study on your test. He will help you remember what mama told you to do and what mama told you not to do. So can y'all help me? Can y'all help me? Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Jesus. Oh, you can do better than that. I hear you outside playing. Say Jesus. Jesus. Woo! Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's time to have some power. You don't have no power sitting down all the time. Woo! Woo! Somebody. Anybody. Everybody. I'm gonna call Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Woo. Something about that name. Don't worry about your neighbor. They don't want to praise him. Let them sit there. But if you know that Jesus has done something for you, if you know you still need God to do something for you, then you let go and let God have his way in your life. See, I want to thank him from yesterday, but I want to let him know that whatever you got for me tomorrow, it'll be all right. But don't let me worry about tomorrow. Just let me thank you today for my day's journey, for my here being, for another opportunity to cry out to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there anybody here? Hallelujah. And out of all these folk, I would hope and pray that somebody came to cry out to the name of Jesus. The Bible said they cried, Hosanna, the Son of David. He is that kind of God this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.